Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of them thinks the date went great. The other, not so much. Let's find out why. It's Gunner and Cheyenne's 650 Blown Off.
On Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country.
Nicole is in Ahwatukee. We got an email from Nicole talking about this date she went on with Chris. She said it went pretty good, but now he's blowing her off. How are things going with Chris right now, Nicole?
Pretty slow. I mean, he had me over for dinner, and we had a great date, and he sent me a few messages after, and then things just kind of stopped.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. I mean, we had a really great date. He cooked this amazing chicken parmesan, and
ooh, yum.
It was really impressive because my ex-boyfriend would have never done that.
Understandable. I mean, guys aren't usually quick to the kitchen sometimes.
So how long ago was that date, Nicole?
It was like a few weeks ago, and maybe it's been like a month.
Okay.
So why do you think he hasn't called you back? Looking back on that date, thinking about what happened, why do you think he hasn't called you back?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. He did mention maybe that his work schedule is a little crazy, so I don't know if that's part of it. He works overnight sometimes, and once when we were messaging, I woke him up. So maybe he's upset about that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we do have his phone number here, Nicole, and let's call him. Let's find out the real reason he's been blowing you off.
Hello.
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah, this is. What can I do for you?
Chris, my name's Gutter. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9. A gal that you went on a date with about a month ago, her name is Nicole. She got a hold of us. Do you mind if chatting about that date?
That's fine.
All right, yeah, man. I do got to let you know you're on the radio. Is that all right?
That'd be fine.
How do you think the date went?
Well, you know, it went really great. I had her over for dinner. I made her favorite meal, and it went really, really well. She's cool, and I like her a lot. We had a great dinner, and we talked a lot. We had a nice little kiss at the end, and it was, yeah.
Well, sounds like the perfect first date.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she said she'd love to see you again, man.
I'm kind of an idiot on this. My schedule is really messed up right now. I'm basically, like, I don't know, I'm like a vampire. I mean, you just caught me on the way to the bedroom to go to sleep. And because I just got off work a couple hours ago, and My schedule is so crazy right now, and it's one of those things where, you know, you get off work and you want to call, and then you say, oh, well, I'll sleep and I'll call tomorrow, and then tomorrow turns into the next day, and then before you know it, a month goes by, and then you don't know what to say.
I totally get that. I hear that.
Cheyenne had a recent, what would you, it's not even a relationship, you had a recent thing, fling?
Yeah.
But I don't think you even, like, met up. You would only hear from him in the morning, and then you go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Forgot about that?
I mean, it's not that I forget about it. I just, you know, I have a roster of men, and I can't ever remember.
There's that many now. but is there any way, Chris, that you can make time for Nicole?
You know, I have to, you know, because I really like her a lot. And anything worthwhile, you know, you have to make it happen. It's not just going to happen. I didn't mean to blow her off. It just sort of, the days went by, and now I think I've kind of messed that up. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't think you messed it up, man. Nicole's the one that reached out to us to try and get a hold of you to try and figure out why you've been blowing her off. Nicole is on the phone with us. She's heard this entire conversation. Nicole, you want to jump in here?
Hi, Chris. I'm so happy that you're not just ignoring me.
Hey, Nicole. I swear I'm not. It's just, like we talked about, I mean, my schedule is horrible, and now they've thrown in this like, on-call thing, and it makes me wonder sometimes what they did before I came along. I mean, the business, the walls just probably fell in before I came along. Look, I also, you know, there's that, but I didn't also want to text you at, like, really odd, weird hours or call you when you were at work or whatever, and just the time went by, and I just didn't know how to start the conversation again, you know?
Oh, I mean, just text me. I thought you were totally ghosting me for some reason.
Wow.
No, well, lucky no. for you, Chris, and we started the conversation, and here we are. Will there be a second date?
Well, I would love that, and I can cook for you again, or let me call you or text you or something later today, and let's do something this weekend.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, happy ending.
I love happy endings.
I do too. All right, Gunnar Shane's blown off. Back at it tomorrow morning, 6:50 here on Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.